Graham, you must feel like that should have been 3 points this afternoon.
Yeah, definitely. We were in control, really, I thought, but without really forcing the issue, I thought. And we spoke at half time about, you know, not waiting for something to happen before we started forcing it. And unfortunately, we fell behind to a wonder strike from the lad. And then I thought we just up the tempo, galvanised us to really push the issue, and we did that. And then I thought for the last, you know, 25 minutes, half an hour, we were just on the front foot for everything and causing all sorts of problems. So we got the goal we deserved, but we're a little bit thinking it was 2 points let slip.
The goal against you came against a run of play as well, and it must be frustrating because you look like you had enough bodies around the ball as well.
Yeah, well, like I said, it's a wonderful strike from the lad. I think it's on his wrong foot as well, and you know, we're right behind it, and you knew it was sort of in, unless, you know, Maxi can pull out a wonder save. But it was a great strike. So you know, sometimes you have to hold your hands up. But you know, I just thought our attacking play after that was it was forceful, and that's what we have to do. We have to be forceful with our play and ask questions. And I thought we did that, got the goal, hit the crossbar, and created numerous other opportunities that we could have scored from.
Do you think your players were positive enough in the first half?
Well, I think sometimes we want to be controlled and we want to be focused in our play, but you know, I think we need to ask some more questions of the opposition a little bit, and it's sometimes you have to force it. We don't want to go, I don't mean as in gung-ho, but with your passing, and you have to be progressive and you have to have penetration. That's what we talk about. And we had a couple of opportunities where we could have done better, but all in all, it was, you know, we didn't really force it. That's how I felt. They caused us problems with it. You know, they had a couple of dangerous set pieces, which, you know, the boy Madison can score from, but in general play, I thought we defended really well and played the opposition really well, but you know, without having that sharp edge up front. And I thought, but for the last half an hour, we had it.
Yeah, definitely, it was a good reaction to going behind as well, wasn't it? You must have been pleased with the way that the lads reacted to going that goal down.
Yeah, definitely, they're a great bunch of players to work with. They've got a fantastic attitude and you know, outlook on football, and they're ambitious, and they want to win games against whoever. And you know, the disappointment last week, you know, no one expected us to get anything out of the game, but we did, you know, the players and the staff, and we went there looking to get, and it was a, you know, even though we'd played reasonably well, we were disappointed because we didn't get a point. And this week we feel the same, and that's good to have, because we set the bar high for the players. They set it themselves high, and we want to be better than what we are, and that's all we're constantly trying to do. So as for the players' reactions, you know, we've come to expect it from them, really, because they're fantastic professionals.
Skipper pops up with the goals. You've been asking for more, haven't you, from the centre backs, from set players?
Yeah, it was a great ball in from Connor, and Robbo's rose really well, and that's it. It's a great finish. You've got to get the ball into those areas, and you've got to get bodies into those areas. And you know, it was a goal we deserved to get, and it gave us added momentum for the rest of the game. And you know, we were unlucky not to get a winner.
You must be really pleased with the way the youngsters are progressing as well. Nick Horton's second start today was, you know, he was really outstanding. There's no getting away from that.
Yeah, it took you about 4.5 minutes to get onto Nick, eh? Because he was superb, wasn't he? He was an absolute pleasure to watch, and you know, his ability on the ball and his bravery on the ball is second to none at this level, without a doubt. He caused them all sorts of problems all game. He only came off because he was cramping up for 5 or 6 minutes before that, as you would expect from a young lad. You know, it's not just the physical strain on your body; it's the mental preparation that you know when you come in to play your first home league debut, and I'm sure the nerves would have been eaten away at him in a good way, not because he's definitely not a nervous lad when he steps over that white line, but he was. I thought he was absolutely superb, and like you say, there was other youngsters. You know, we had Tyler Forbes on the bench from last week as well, and then we introduced Ashley into the squad, and I thought he lit up the place as well when he came on and showed great pace, great sort of drive and a real feel for the game, and he was, I mean, the run he did, you know, when he It was ridiculous, like, and I don't know what kept him on the pitch, like, and.
Well, he didn't stay on the pitch, did he? He was on the running track at one point.
I think someone pushed him back on the pitch, and he got in and created a great opportunity. And it's great. You know, spoke during the week about the positive influence that these young players coming through can give to us, and we will give them the opportunity, as we've said before. But I do believe. You know, a lot of talk is about the young players, but I do believe we have some excellent experienced players here with great attitudes and professionalism, and they definitely play their part in bringing these young lads on as well.
You can see the development of these young players, though, day in, day out on the training field and things like that, and obviously the supporters only get to see glimpses of that. Yeah. It must be great for you to be able to let the supporters see the talent that's coming through and the way that the academy is starting to bear fruit now.
Yeah, definitely. It's one of these where we feel, you know, the work you know, our chief scout Steve Davis does, you know, he's found Ash, and you know, we have excellent people working for us as well that can identify these talents, and we've sort of, you know, put a profile out about what we're looking for, and you know, and they work great to bring these people in for us, and then we'll give them the opportunity to work, and like you say, we get excited watching them during the week, and they put a smile on our face, and it's good that the supporters can share in that. You know, I thought the response from the supporters today was superb. You know, and you know, you know, when Nick came off, I haven't seen a sort of reaction to a player like that since I've been here, really. You know, unless someone scored a hat trick or something, it was, you know, they can see quality and they can see hunger. And that's what supporters want. They want players that will go out there and give everything they've got. And we've got boys that will do that.
Busy period coming up now, a couple of road trips, but you'll be in good spirits for Tuesday.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's another massive club that we're going up against. And, you know, these are games that we want to pick up points in and keep the momentum of staying in touch. And it'll be a tough game, but, you know, we'll see who's fit and ready. You know, Nick was only cramping up, so hopefully he'll still be available along with the rest of the players. And we'll look to manage the group right for these games, because we have to play at a tempo that we play with today.